Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. It's the summertime, everything is out of kilter, but we still need to make those sales come in. And one of the things that makes the summer so frustrating is that sales tend to drop off. So lots of people are out and about, they've gone on holiday, they're busy entertaining the kids, and both of these things can be expensive. And so people are cutting back on what they're buying, which means that you'll probably see a drop off in sales over the summer until people's budgets have enough room for manoeuvre that they can buy luxuries again. And that's the thing about crochet, is that no matter what it is that you crochet, it's a luxury. Nothing that you crochet is essential, even things like face cloths. Because you can go to the supermarket and buy a mass-produced one for a fraction of the price. It's nice to have a luxury crochet face cloth, but it's by no means essential. The same with patterns. No crochet pattern is essential. You can always find something kind of similar for free on the internet. Now, people do prefer buying patterns. They prefer to support designers. They prefer the convenience, being able to have it ad-free and they're in the library at their convenience. But when budgets are tight, people stop buying. And so every crochet business can start feeling pinched. And what you see a lot of businesses doing at this time of year to try and combat that and keep sales coming in and keep at least some profits flowing is that they hold a sale. And you will see plenty of people holding sales over the summer. The big multinational brands hold sales over the summer because of this. And it's a great way to entice people in. Because even if you're on a budget, the idea of getting hold of a bargain is too much to resist. Especially when you know what the regular price is. If you know what the regular price is and then you see that sale come up, it's like, well, now I can get it. That's a bargain, that makes sense. And it draws people in and they may end up buying from you when they wouldn't have otherwise. So you can actually get some new customers through holding a sale, as well as letting your existing customer base, grab a bargain and get some extra of your goodies. Now, the thing about sales is that you shouldn't hold them too often. If you hold them too often, you train your customers to wait for the sale and they will never buy full price. However, if it's been a while since you held a sale, then now is a great time. In the summer holidays when the kids are off and people are watching their budgets, now is actually a really good time to hold a sale. The other thing about sales is that you need to make sure that you're still making a profit. You don't want to cut prices so low that you actually make a loss. We don't want to do that. The only time that you kind of should be or can be prepared to do that is if you have ready-made stock that's been sat there in your cupboard for ages and that you want rid of. If it's not selling at all and you've tried every which way to get rid of it, then selling it at a loss, at least you get to recoup some of your costs, some of the costs for that yarn, some of the costs of making it. But if it's your regular stock and, it's something that does generally sell, you absolutely do not want to sell the loss. So you need to be careful in how much you're dropping those prices because you still need to make a profit of some kind. You don't need to drop your prices by silly amounts. You will see some companies saying 60% off, 75% off. but generally they're getting rid of old stock that they're not planning on selling anymore. When people sell them things for these prices, they're either doing a loss leader, which is they are deliberately making a loss to try and gain new customers, or they're getting rid of end of season stock, which they're not going to be promoting anymore either, so they're just literally clearing their shelves. You don't want to do that. You cannot compete with that. So don't try. It's really tempting to say, well, if they're doing it, it must be the only way. It's not. You can still get extra sales, even if you only offer 10 to 15% discount. It all depends on how you promote the sale, the benefits of your crochet. Make sure you're spelling it out why it's such a good idea to buy from you and buy from you now. To have a successful sale, you've got to get visible, which is difficult this time of year if you've got the kids home and trying to keep them entertained. It's difficult enough to keep your business running normally at the best of times. But when you're holding a sale, the only way to make it a success is to get more visible than usual, which means posting more on social media. It means sending out more newsletters. And you've really got to drill down to make that happen, because if you don't get visible, then your sale's not going to be a success. People are on their phones, on their computers, far less than usual right now. They're not checking their email as much, because they're busy. They're entertaining the kids, they're visiting friends and family, they're taking advantage of the good weather and being out and about. So they're just not checking in as much as they would usually. Which means that when they do check in, you want to be the first post they see in their feed. You want them to see your newsletter that you've sent out. And it does mean sending more than usual. And it can feel very spammy. You feel like you're being a pest and people must be seeing nothing but your posts. But that's not true. Very few of your followers on social media will see every post you put out. Even if it's someone you follow all the time and whose posts you engage with, you're not going to see all their posts in your feed unless you are spending an hour or two scrolling. So you don't have to worry about being spammy. You don't have to worry about being a pest. What you need to worry about is making sure that you get the sales coming in that you need in order to pay your bills. And that just means going bananas. It means really going for it. And you're going to have to find the time to get those social media posts out, to get those newsletters sent. There's no point holding a sale unless you back it up with communication to your audience to tell them the sale exists, to tell them why they should be taking advantage of it, how long it's going to last, how much they save, what an absolute bargain they're getting, what the benefits are to your crochet. And this is true of both patterns and selling what you make. You've got to do this for both. Even though with patterns, you can afford to really slash those prices. You can go 75% off and no problem. Because as long as you're covering the fees and to the site that you're selling from, everything else is profit. So you can really cut them back and try and get the profit through volume of sales. But you still have to tell people the benefit is, why they should buy now. It's not a guarantee that you're going to make sales just because you cut prices. You've still got to get visible. You've still got to shout from the rooftops. It's very easy to fall into the trap that just because you drop prices, it will automatically make your crochet irresistible, which isn't true. You've got to really tell people why. Why it's such a bargain. Why your crochet is so fantastic. Why it's a steal at that price. Even for patterns, you still have to do that. And, you know, the price drop is not enough. It's not been following for a while and have been umming and ahhing whether to buy from you, then they might snap it up as soon as they see it. But for most other people, they may be seeing the price and go, nah, and they just haven't looked any further. So you've still got to get in front of them and show them what your crochet is about. Same with patterns. You've still got to convince people. Because a pattern might be really, really cheap. But if someone crochets a hell of a lot and they're buying multiple patterns every month, then when they're tight in their budget, they simply stop buying patterns. They can get free patterns. It's a bit more inconvenient. They have to deal with online ads. They can't add them to their library or download them as easily. But it's an inconvenience rather than a necessity. People cut back on everything that they can. And so you've got to get them past that to make them realise that they can get a really good bargain right now. Because the other thing with patterns is that people aren't crocheting as much because they're entertaining the kids, they're out with family and friends, they're out and about taking advantage of the good weather. They simply don't have as much time for crochet as they did. And as much as we like to convince ourselves, crochet is a luxury good. Both for patterns and selling what you make, it's a luxury. It's not a necessity, so they're not going to keep buying because it's a really easy thing to go without. So you have to keep telling people that the sale exists, that it's sparking prices, that it's not going to happen again anytime soon, and just keep shouting about it. And you just have to keep going. Yes, you can feel spammy. Yes, you can get fed up with yourself. You're going to get fed up of posting on social media, but it's the only way that you're going to bring the sales in. Because you've got to get past that mentality of, nah, not right now. Now I've got to watch my bank balance right now. I need every save every penny to go take the kids and do days out. If you want to get past that, you've got to keep convincing them. And that means shouting from the rooftops about your crochet. So is the summer a great time for holding a sale? Absolutely. It's a great way to get past the sales slump and generate a few extra sales, but you've got to back it up with action and make sure that you are shouting from the rooftops about your sale and the benefits of buying right now from you, and get visible. If you don't get visible, the sale's not going to work and you're not going to bring in those profits you need. So thank you for listening. And if you found this episode helpful, I would really appreciate if you left a review of the podcast, or if you have any ideas that you would like to hear for future episodes, I'd love to hear that as well. You can go to crochetbusinessschool.com/review and leave your comments there, and I would love to hear them. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.